unprecedented, remarkable times to be alive. That is for certain. God is working. Uncensored, unafraid, unstoppable. The 26th of January, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. If you've been following world events, you know that the U.S. is right now putting itself on the brink of another idiotic war. Obviously, this is not a war that we need to be getting ourselves into any more than the other 10 or so wars we've gotten ourselves sucked into since the fall of the Soviet Union. Your safety and well-being don't depend on Ukraine joining NATO. Your security won't be remotely in peril if Russia annexed that entire country. The biggest danger to you is not Vladimir Putin. The biggest danger, the greatest danger to you right now are the people sitting in the White House at this very moment. Those are the people who hate you, who want to watch as you suffer, and who want you dead. Still, we, of course, support our soldiers, and if we do get into a conflict, we want them coming home alive. The question is, do our leaders feel that way? The very people currently stoking a war with Russia are also doing everything they can to leave our military completely vulnerable. For years, they've been busy propagandizing the military with doctrines derived from critical race theory. They've deliberately cut down on the use of merit for promotions. They've let in mentally ill transgendered people, and they deliberately try to attract more of them by offering to pay for their surgeries and hormone treatments. They're doing an ideological purge of believers in MAGA and America First supporters, and now they have their greatest weapon of all, the vax. Even last summer, the military was short several thousand pilots because experienced pilots keep leaving for the private sector. And now they're going to purge hundreds more for not getting this jab. And then there's everything that's happening to the pilots who already got the shot. That's what Lee Dundas has been trying to warn everyone she can about. She just spoke at Senator Ron Johnson's COVID and vaccine roundtable on Monday. She recently sent a letter to the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, chronicling the many healthy pilots who suddenly suffered heart attacks, atrial fibrillation, pericarditis, brain swelling, brain bleeding, and even blindness almost immediately after getting these COVID shots, being falsely referred to as safe and effective FDA-approved vaccines. That is a lie. It is inherently false. And this is happening in both civilian and military pilots. We'll talk to a civilian pilot later this hour. But in the military, Lee says it's being covered up. Because let's be real, our military loves to cover things up, but make a botch of it. When they were pulling out of Afghanistan, they blew up a bunch of children, and they told us that they were bombing terrorists. That got exposed as a lie in about 10 minutes. There's also a bunch of drone bombings in Syria that are getting exposed right now as pointless attacks on civilians that were covered up as well. And then there's the whole Afghanistan war, which they told us was going great and advancing our liberty or whatever, until it turned out it was all fake and a bunch of contractors had run off with billions of dollars as our soldiers taught Pashtun tribesmen the importance of transgender acceptance. So these are the people who would think nothing about lying to soldiers that a vaccine is approved, that a vaccine is safe, and that a vaccine is useful. They absolutely would maim hundreds or even thousands of soldiers and lie about it after the fact. And it looks like that's exactly what's happening. Lee Dundas joins us now. We really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu. Yeah, there are some pressing issues with the military right now, and the word needs to get out.
Is this medical treason?
100% in my book. You know, treason is abandoning your duty and selling out your country. And in my humble estimation, the Department of Defense exists, at least in part, to secure the safety of the brave men and women who have volunteered to keep our country safe in times of need. And right now, what they're doing is the exact opposite. They are eviscerating military readiness. And it appears from what we've seen, courtesy of some high-level, high-ranking military whistleblowers, including military doctors in various branches of the U.S. Armed Services, not only do they know this data, they're now attempting or have been attempting for the last few months to actually cover it up. And that's what Senator Ron Johnson was kind enough to invite me and my colleague Tom Rentz to D.C. 2 days ago, Monday, to speak about at the COVID-19 roundtable. And it looks like they're hopefully going to be getting these whistleblowers, transcribed interviews and congressional testimony, because this data needs to be known.
Okay, so at this roundtable, I heard numbers that were shocking, devastating, eye-popping, jaw-dropping, you name it. Why isn't the entire media talking about this? Shouldn't this be the story of the century? Why am I the only guy with a platform that's talking about a roundtable held by a sitting United States senator where the Department of Defense is deliberately covering up while continuing to push poisonous and deadly, dangerous injections on our brightest and bravest, our best in the United States military?
Well, I think we can sum that up with the CIA project from the 50s known as, Mockingbird Media, right? The CIA recruited news anchors into their organization and planted anchors of their own into news outlets so that they can control the narrative. In the 70s, George Bush Sr. said he was abandoning that little program. And by that, he meant they would no longer pay for the privilege of controlling the narrative. But he didn't actually say they got rid of doing it entirely. And all you have to do is turn on the TV and watch Detroit to Texas, East Coast to West Coast, parroting the same thing. Same place, same time, and realize our narrative is still being controlled with the exception of platforms like yours. And if I may, I'd like to speak briefly to some of those numbers because they are staggering and inarguable as to what this vaccine has done, not just probably to our civilian population, but specifically our best and brightest in the U.S. military.
Yeah, please speak to the numbers.
So this is what we're seeing out of the Department of Defense database. They track all disease and injury codes. These are known as ICD-10 codes. And every time you get a sore throat, breast cancer, infertility, a birth defect, it's given a specific code. In the 5 years leading up to the vaccination year of 2021, so we're talking 16, 17, 18, 19, and 2020, those averages across those preceding 5 years were very consistent. All disease categories combined in the U.S. military, we had 1.7 million incidents of disease and injury across all disease categories in those preceding 5 years. Of course, in the beginning of 2021, the U.S. military mandated the vaccine, and in the first 10 months, those numbers shot up from a very stable 1.7 million to nearly 22 million. And it wasn't even the full year. 10 months, and we saw a 20 million increase, raw numbers, representing an 1,100+% increase. If you take something like, female infertility, it was 2,200 cases a year on average, like clockwork. In the first 10 months of 2021, it was almost 11,000 cases. 2,000 to 11,000, almost 500% increase. Esophageal cancer, things you wouldn't even think were perhaps connected, right? You have 39 cases, 26 cases, introduce the vaccine, bam, spikes up to 209 cases. Again, a 430% increase. Anxiety is the final one I'll talk about. May not seem like a deal breaker to you and me, right? We're a little anxious. We're a little slower to get our point across on a, on a talking platform. I got to tell you, you got an anxiety ridden Top Gun fighter pilot or a SEAL Team 6 member with his finger on the trigger as he's hunting down Osama bin Laden, you got a freaking problem. Anxiety was very level. 37,000 cases a year, 37,000. First 10 months after the introduction of the vaccine of 2021, shot up to 931,000. Almost a million cases of anxiety, a 2,400% increase. These are inarguable increases. There was only one variable. The disease was introduced in 2020. The vaccine is what was introduced in 2021. And the military damn well knows what's going on. And here's the scary part, Stu. In August of last year, some of these folks ran a report on acute myocarditis, which of course is, the bellwether for what's going on with the vaccine. 1,200 cases when they ran the report in August. Now you run the report, it's down to 307. In January of this year, acute myocarditis cases, when they ran it, were 176. Now you run the report, it's down to 17. I don't know about you, but the only reason I can think of for a database to roll backwards, there's only one reason for that, and it ain't a pretty one.
Do we have any idea who it is that could be manipulating this data other than insiders at the DOD, high-ranking officials that have access to this database?
I don't know that we know that yet, but our goal is to get that known. Senator Ron Johnson did the world a favor by having Tom Rentz and I on for a few minutes on Monday afternoon. And I believe he needs to take the bit between his teeth and run all the way to a congressional inquiry on this, because this goes, you know, the people who are running this database, this is a DOD database. This isn't like Mother Earth, earthy, crunchy, hippie commune database. There has got to be an inquiry as to how these numbers are magically going backward and why.
Yeah, at Fort Rucker, the major general there could absolutely put a full stop to this at his base right now immediately, and that could cause a domino effect in the court of public opinion. Obviously, the American populace would be completely outraged knowing that this is going to be done to their kids, and especially to their military, who protects our national security in times of potential war against the boogeyman that these radicals have been trying, these warmongers have been trying to convince us, hates us forever, Vladimir Putin. He's not our enemy. You know, now we're going to send these people off to die in wars that we don't have kids that are going to go die in them, but we're going to send yours off to die. And then we're going to poison them and eradicate them and purge them from the military if they choose not to take this vaccine. So the court of public opinion would call for an immediate stop to this right now. So not some long, drawn out inquiry process or some investigation that takes us down a 5-year nothing burger. This needs to be stopped immediately. But you know what the court of public opinion doesn't have is the information that they need to actually call for that, because the media, shame on them, all of them, Newsmax, Fox News, all of them with a platform, have been lips sealed, zipped up, completely quiet, ignored this, turned around and looked the other way. They're no better than Lloyd Austin or Joe Biden or anybody else that is killing these soldiers. They know what they're doing and they're still doing it. That's premeditated murder. They're doing great bodily harm to these soldiers at minimum, and they're doing it intentionally. If that's not medical treason, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it's medical treason. And the definition of murder, too, is reckless indifference to life or proceeding when you have reason to know that what you're doing is going to kill someone. You don't need to necessarily intend to kill them. You just need to proceed. And the average reasonable bear would have said, hey, we shouldn't be proceeding. And if you look at what is happening across the world right now, in my mind, it meets the definition of crimes against humanity. And it meets the definition of murder, too, in many cases. All these governor policies, all this masking that's causing our kids to drop down in fits of hypoxia and cardiac stand. Still, all of it, 100% the vaccination. And that's the beauty of the military databases, right? Is we've got a nice little data set right there that indicates, hell yes, there is something wrong with this vaccine. Hell yes, you can't have a 20 million incident increase in a 10-month time frame from a completely static, perfect, you know, like clockwork level baseline for 5 or 10 years before, and tell me that that variable is safe. It ain't safe. This lays the lie out for the world to see. And it's another reason that we need to have a congressional inquiry into it, so the mainstream media can't cover it up. And you're right. The mainstream media is complicit. And by doing so, you become a party to that injustice.
That's right. I couldn't have said it better myself. Lee Dundas, for taking the time. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for your bravery as well. And we'll support you in your continued fight.
Pleasure to be here. And don't forget to shout out to the convoys up north of the border, because they are changing history right now. I think it's about a 93-mile line Canadian trucker convoy. They're going to blockade in Ottawa, and they are going to push back against Trudeau and Biden's absolutely idiotic policy to stop intrastate trucks coming and going from unvaccinated truckers. We have the power. The people have the power. Don't forget it. And join those truckers. You can find out more at freedomfighternation.org.
An estimated $5 million raised for these people and a world record convoy set. And still, again, the media completely quiet. Trudeau, what did he do? He went on hiatus. He went on holiday. He went on vacation. And so did the rest of the government, I believe, as these truckers converge on the government there. FreedomFightersNation.org. Again, FreedomFightersNation.org. Again, Lee, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, too. See you next time.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
No doubt by now, many of you have already heard the horrifying story of DJ Ferguson. DJ is only 31 years old. He has two children and a third on the way. He desperately needs a new heart. But the hideous creatures who run Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston won't even let him be considered for a heart transplant. They've taken him off the list because he won't take one of Big Pharma's COVID shots. DJ suffers from a hereditary problem that causes both his heart and lungs to fill with fluid. He's been stuck in the hospital since Thanksgiving of last year, and time seems to be running out for him. Now, you don't even need to agree with the stance of this show to know that countless heart issues are popping up in people who get this jab. That's what myocarditis is. It's inflammation of the heart muscle. It's caused issues for literal pro athletes and young adults at the peak of their physical health. Now imagine being so depraved that you want to force this shot on a guy with a failing heart. If Dr. Mengele Fauci came out and said that bee stings were the cure to COVID, these sickos would be forcing every child with a bee allergy to be stung 20 times to attend school. And then they'd call EpiPens horse medicine. But for DJ, this isn't about not getting a shot that would be deadly to the failing heart that he already has. It's also a principle. He doesn't believe in the shot, and he just doesn't want to get it. So in retaliation, Brigham and Women's Hospital says he needs to die. And at this point, he might be too weak to even move to a new hospital if there was a heart available elsewhere. Tracy Ferguson and David Sr. are DJ's parents and medical advocates, and they join us now. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having us on.
Of course. So 31 years ago, the two of you brought DJ Ferguson into this world. You held him for the first time. Now these sick tyrants at this hospital are telling you that in the coming days, it could be the last time that you hold or touch or hold his hand. How are you holding up?
She's a mess.
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
So whose decision is this to deny him a heart transplant?
Well, to make him inactive on the transplant list was their policy. So for us, you know, we're just assuming that it's higher than the doctors and the nurses that are caring for him. DJ has had no complaints of their care thus far. He's happy to be at Brigham and Women's receiving. They're, you know, top, one of the top hospitals in the nation. It is policy over procedure. And policy is written by people above their pay grade, I believe. It's the CEOs, the people that are running these hospitals. That's our opinion on it.
Who are the people that have the heart available for him? There's a transplant outfit that takes care of this. Is it their policy that's withholding this heart from DJ?
No, I don't believe there's a process of getting on the transplant list. So the process that DJ went through, his message has always been to them as they're pushing the vaccine on him was, you know, prove to me that it's not going to hurt me in my current critical cardiac crisis. And as he progressed up the transplant list, he was approved. They made him inactive until vaccinated. and was, you know, they just reiterated to him that it was policy, not procedure.
And who is it that is the they that made them inactive?
The
hospital, not the transplant people.
The hospital. That's right.
So Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston made this decision to make him inactive. So if he were at another facility that did not have this policy, the transplant people would be okay with him receiving this heart without being forced into this dangerous and deadly inoculation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Okay. Is he healthy enough to get to another hospital?
Not right now.
So even with an ICU transport, they're saying that he's not capable of being moved.
He just had open heart surgery yesterday. So, no.
They resorted to putting in a mechanical heart pump. Yesterday, he was under surgery for 8 hours yesterday. So now he's got the mechanical pump and the battery backup. And now he's going to have to recover for a time period before he may be able to then get a heart transplant surgery.
Are you allowed to see him at the hospital?
Right now, Heather is going, but they allow one person per patient. So her and I have been bouncing back and forth because once one person registers, the other person cannot go, even if that person leaves. Just one person per patient. But, you know, during this time, DJ and Heather need to be spending the most time together. And we talked to Heather daily. Well, yesterday during the procedure, we were just waiting for updates, but we didn't get one until 7:30 at night. So he's talking this morning. He's doing better. He's very weak. But we're hoping, you know, we'll wait for the surgeons to tell us his status and, you know, what's the next step?
It's just unimaginable for me to be here listening to you tell this story. 31 years old, your son is a prime candidate for a heart. He has two kids and another one on the way. He's in good health other than this hereditary condition that he has. And we're in the United States of America where he has personal autonomy over making decisions after his own health and refusing an injection that has caused an unprecedented amount of injury and death in this country. There is a judge in this country who has already ruled in favor of doing away with these mandates because in large part, people who have already received transplants and then get this injection, their body is rejecting the transplants. So this is actually is proven to be the opposite, bad for people that are looking for a transplant. Has DJ already had COVID-19?
Well, we don't know. He actually is a very informed patient. My son has done much research. He's had AFib for 4 years, so pre-pandemic. When this all started to come out, he actually did his research. He does have a heart condition. When this escalated into cardiac heart failure and it became a serious issue, they have been pushing the vax on him since the hospital admission. His question to them has been consistent in, please prove to me that this vaccine will not harm me or take my life. The side effects are myocarditis, pericarditis, and blood clots. DJ has an enlarged heart. He is compromised. He is in AFib actively. He goes into VTAC. He has had emergency surgery on an arterial blood clot. And now he reads at the Mayo Clinic or in other adverse effects from the vax. He's reading that men in his age are suffering from myocarditis and blood clots. Why would he even consider this vaccine if it is a side effect where he is already cardiac compromised, severely requiring a heart transplant? Would you put a diabetic in a candy store? It's crazy.
other than it's our policy, have the Mengele doctors, have they told you, have they given you any answers to those very legitimate questions about
his heart? It's almost like they can't, that's it. We can't move on this. That's it. We have to list you. You have passed all the guidelines. You have met all the guidelines for transplant. We've had a physician say, as far as it is not a medically required for transplant for him, for a vaccine to get a transplant. It's not required, but it is policy. And that they're not going to do a heart transplant on someone not vaccinated.
Well, you seem like very nice people. And the fact that you have the strength to just be here and talk to me is absolutely amazing. It must come from God. DJ seems like a very nice young fellow. I have not met him, but from what you're saying, he's telling you that he feels comfortable there and that these people have treated him very well. I may not be so nice. And so what I will say is that these doctors that are apparently treating him nicely have the ability to take a stand and against their own hospital administration and say, I will not work here any longer if this is what you're going to do to this 31-year-old young father of three. I will not participate in this execution of this man for political ideology because your political viewpoints are different than his. You want to murder him. You're denying him the opportunity to live. These doctors need to be held to account. And if I'm the only one out here that's willing to say it in the media, well, then damn it, I'm going to say it, because DJ Ferguson deserves the opportunity to live and make decisions after his own health, specifically the ones that are causing him to face a situation where he injects himself with something that in professional athletes and young people is causing serious heart problems. I just got done talking to pilots. Pilots who have medically scrutinized more than potentially anybody else, are falling from the sky. They're passing out at the controls of these aircraft. These are healthy people, and these shots are killing them. So this hospital needs to be held to account. And if it's not the transplant people that are withholding this heart from DJ, it's the hospital, from the CEO to the administrator and right down to the doctor that's responsible. The surgeon that did that open heart surgery on DJ yesterday should have been putting a heart in that chest cavity rather than this mechanical heart. That's what should have been happening. And that's what this audience needs to tell him. Now, do you guys have some sort of a
crowd? Principle over policy.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Where is the integrity?
That's right. Where is it? Where is the integrity? Where is the compassion? Where is the oath, the Hippocratic oath that these doctors took to do no harm?
That's right.
Okay.
These doctors took an oath and they need to live up to it, period. Now, you guys have a crowdfunding, something that people can come and support you. Do you have a Give, Send, Go or something that we can put on the screen?
There's a Give, Send, Go for DJ's heart, and there's a GoFundMe with Heather and the kids and DJ. We're so thankful for everybody's support and prayers, and we just hope and pray for the best that this platform that we've been blessed and thankful to have has power.
Yeah, it does. And what is the name of the doctor that DJ is praising, whose care?
He's got teams. He's got multiple teams there. He's got two teams, the transplant team and the cardiology team. And so they take 2-week shifts. So the doctors are constantly, rotating.
Sure. On the transplant team,
Dr. Stewart is one of his favorites.
I'm sorry. On the transplant team, who's the head of the transplant team? Who's the doctor that's overseeing the transplant part of this?
They as well rotate. And it's a 2-week rotation. So Dr. Stewart was the doctor that really stood out for DJ. I can't remember the doctor's name that said, when DJ asked him, because I was on the phone, when DJ said, so you're really going to let me die if I don't get this vaccine? And that doctor said, yes.
Which doctor said that? That was Dr. Stewart?
DJ might remember his name. I was on the phone with DJ when that was said, so I wasn't physically in his room and saw his name. But, DJ's like, Jesus, Ma, this stuff is real. Are we in America?
I don't think so that DJ would want to throw a doctor under the bus either. So that's kind of a sensitive topic and something that maybe that it should be DJ's decision to disclose that information or not.
Yeah. And the doctor who did say that, you know, the feeling that we got when he did make that comment was, you know, it was policy and their hands were pretty much tied.
Okay. Well, the administrators there at the hospital are responsible for making that policy and making that decision. It's amazing to me that somebody could be in their final days being killed intentionally, premeditated, being killed because of a decision after their own health. It's alarming to me, but it's impressive that your son and you guys don't want to, quote, throw somebody under a bus. I don't know if I would call it throwing somebody under the bus. I'd call it more accountability for life and living up to their oath. And we're going to do that. We're going to hold these people accountable. But these people in this administration and these CEOs at this hospital, this Brigham and Women's Hospital, they're going to hear from, I'm sure, viewers of this program. And I'm gonna watch as your Give, Send, Go and your GoFundMe increase. God is going to bless you two and this family and Heather and DJ and those kids are going to be blessed by the outpouring of support that comes from this family here at the Stu Peters Show. There is not another program in the media that can boast an audience that is caring and compassionate and strong and fighters like this one. I guarantee you, they get involved. So we're going to watch that happen. And I've got about 30 seconds left here, and I'd just like to get your final words.
I want to hopefully say that it is love that will conquer all. In one man's heart, change the world, Stu. I think my boys can, because love will defeat hate.
Yeah.
It is love that will do it.
And I just pray that
love
he gets
conquers all.
DJ's heart.
Yes, DJ's heart.
DJ's heart. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. We're praying for you. And
God bless you. Thank you, Stu.
Of course.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
That's against the law.
No, actually, it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community, and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU.
Well, on Monday, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin held a roundtable for diverse perspectives on COVID-19 and the various vaccinations for it. Now, he invited Tony Fauci to attend. He didn't show up for some reason. Neither did CDC head Rochelle Walensky or former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb or Fauci's old boss at NIH, Francis Collins. But maybe we'll get to see them all together another time, like for a criminal trial. During that hearing, Attorney Thomas Renz testified about the enormous increase in medical problems for the military in the wake of these shots, a 300% rise in miscarriages, a 300% rise in cancer, and a 1,000% increase in neurological issues. Neurological issues, of course, would be of particular concern for pilots, one would think, whose good health we rely on to prevent plane crashes that can kill hundreds of people. But the attitude of the Biden administration and those others in charge is that rising plane crashes is nothing compared to making sure that people obey. Joshua Yoder is a commercial pilot at a major airline and a founding member of USA Freedom Flyers, and he joins us now. Joshua, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate your time.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me.
So the silence from the media on the Capitol Hill hearing to me is concerning, but what might really scare the hell out of a lot of Americans is that top military officials who have the ability to put a stop to this right now are completely ignoring this. They're just continuing on jabbing soldiers. And in addition to those concerns, millions in the general public board aircraft for travel for business or personal reasons, millions every day. pilots have been on here on this program reporting pilot medical emergencies in the air, deaths at the controls during mid-flight on commercial jets loaded with hundreds of souls. How many of these pilots are vaccine injured and scared to just come forward in fear of losing their medical status for flight? How dangerous is all of this really? And why am I the only media reporting on any of this? Where is everybody?
Yeah, this is incredibly shocking, Stu. If people saw the data that I have, they would be blown away, especially all these airline pilots that are coming forward with vaccine injuries. I get calls every single day. As a matter of fact, today, I have three calls scheduled with vaccine injured pilots who are currently flying and they're afraid to come forward. They're afraid of like loss of medical. You and I have previously discussed, there was a major airline pilot who recently had a seizure at the controls, passed out. And, you know, this is just one of many stories. There's a few people speaking out. Greg Pearson, who I believe you had on the show, as well as Cody Flint. These are two of the brave ones who are speaking out, and they're representative of a much larger group of where this is happening. And now military pilots, most recently, you know, I made two trips to Fort Rucker, Alabama in 1 week. And this was per the request of Army aviators down there who have joined U.S. Freedom Flyers. And the stories that I'm hearing coming out from these people is just incredible. One gentleman, he received his booster shot and within a week had a rapid onset cancer, and he's now been given 3 weeks to live. There are cases of myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, many different things that are being misdiagnosed by Army flight doctors who are playing a political game, not properly diagnosing them. Now these pilots are going out to civilian doctors to be diagnosed, and I've seen some of these medical records. It's incredible. They show me what the diagnosis was at the military flight clinic, and then what a cardiologist diagnosed them with. And so we're talking about, you know, the military said, oh, you have anxiety. And then a civilian cardiologist says, no, actually, you have myocarditis. This is what's going on. The Army is playing politics.
Yeah. And the military endorsement of these shots is what is really important for Pfizer and these sick people, these demonic people in our government that only care about people obeying and forcing this shot for whatever reason it is, whatever the motivation is, obviously money, power, control, forced subservience and complete dominance. Those are just a few off the top of my head. But this military endorsement of these shots, look, the brightest and best in the world, the United States military, it's safe enough for them. So, of course, we're going to do this at United Airlines and at American Airlines and whatever, whoever else it is in the private sector of business that's doing this, as well as just your run-of-the-mill businesses all over the place. But these pilots, I want you to speak to this. I mean, seriously, Cody Flint came on this program and said that over a half a dozen pilots have died at the controls of aircraft. We talked about a Delta airline pilot who died on a plane. Delta came out and said, no, that's not true. The media said, no, Stu Peters is reporting this dead pilot. That's not true. You know why? Because Delta says it's not true. Delta's PR reached out to the Stu Peters show and said, hey, this is inherently false. And I said, well, then tell me what happened on that flight. We'll be happy to correct the record. Crickets, silence. You know why? Because that pilot, that vaccinated pilot, had a vaccine adverse reaction, a severe one, and he died at the controls of that plane, putting all those people in danger. So then it's, well, Stu, there's two people that are qualified to fly this aircraft at 30,000 feet. These things basically fly themselves. What, talk about final approach. You're coming in for a landing and you have one of these catastrophic events. You're at 700-800 feet. Who's going to take, is that aircraft recoverable at that point?
No, Stu. So it depends. It depends on where the adverse reaction happens, and it depends on what it is. You know, if it happens at cruise, the FAA and the airlines, they're counting on something known as pilot redundancy, to where you do have another pilot there to take over. But let's say in the case of Captain Will Wolf at American Airlines, the onset of his symptoms was something called a tonic-clonic seizure, where there's massive muscle spasms of large muscle groups. Let's say that happens at 200 to 300 feet on landing. And that yoke is shoved forward. It's very improbable that there's going to be a recovery at that point, because it would come as a shock probably to the other person who's flying with him. If I'm flying with someone and they go into tonic-clonic seizure at 200 to 300 feet, I'm going to be shocked, and it's going to take me a bit to respond. So they're absolutely playing Russian roulette with your safety, and it's time that the FAA and these companies really start addressing this. You know, they just went along with the federal government. Carte blanche from the beginning and said, you know what, we're going to mandate these jabs. There's zero long-term safety studies. You know, the FAA approved it for pilots within days of the FDA approving it. Well, now that we know on November 12th, there was a federal judge in Florida that ruled that even Pfizer is not an approved substance, only Comirnaty, which does not exist in this country. So every single jab that every pilot in this country has been receiving is an unapproved substance in violation of Nuremberg Code with zero long-term safety studies. They are playing Russian roulette with your safety.
Yeah, and there doesn't need to be some five-year investigation, some Trey Gowdy-esque Benghazi investigation or some Russia probe that goes absolutely nowhere and gives us a nothing burger result. This needs immediate action right now, a full stop. At Fort Rucker, Major General David Francis can stop this thing right now.
Absolutely, and that's what he needs to do. You know, he needs to step up and be a leader. You can't tell me that he doesn't know what's going on. There's a massive cover-up going on in the military. What these soldiers are telling me, some of them are even afraid to seek medical care through the military because they're afraid of the politics. There's currently a general's son that's in flight training at Fort Rucker. And what these soldiers are telling me, they're afraid to speak out because they know that everything they say is going to make it back to the general and it could have a potential impact on their future careers.
Okay, so here's this guy. Here he is right here, Major General David Francis. Here's his contact information. This is how you get a hold of this guy. This guy is a general, a major general at Rucker. This is just one base out of many, but this could start a domino effect. This guy needs to put a full stop to this stuff right now. Listen, we can investigate later, but the short-term data that we know right now is look at these increases. These are undeniable. Now, for everybody who says, well, this is comparing apples to oranges. No, in the last 5 years, we have a rolling average of all of these different things, these neurological issues and these myocarditis and these heart issues and these strokes and this cancer and all this other stuff. And in that five-year average, these percentages are real. This is actual data. And by the way, this data is pulled from some of the most meticulous data collectors and records keeping people in the entire world. Our United States military keeps pretty solid records. And this is coming directly from the DOD. And somebody is responsible, by the way, for shutting that thing down over the weekend after Teresa Long testified before Senator Ron Johnson previously. And then, of course, again, this last weekend after within the last 24 hours, it went down again. So I'm just telling you, these brave people that are trying to come forward and stop this thing. And then you have in the private sector, look at this guy. This is Scott Kirby. This is who you're looking at right here. This guy is his name is Scott Kirby. For those of you who don't remember earlier reporting, this is the CEO that you're looking at, the CEO of United Airlines. This is Scott Kirby. This is him in these dresses. This cross-dressing freak is being charged with making the decision to mandate that his pilots have this, what we now know is a extremely dangerous and in many cases deadly injection to fly you and your kids on vacation, to fly your husband on his next business trip, to fly your wife home from visiting her father in the hospital. Or whatever reason it is that you have to travel, your loved ones, millions of them, are in the air every single day. This is Scott Kirby. This is the guy at United Airlines that is following in lockstep this military endorsement and forcing these pilots. He's turning a blind eye to all of this. This guy's a cross-dressing freak. I don't know if you want to speak to that or not, but I'm out of time anyways. And given your position, I wouldn't advise that you probably do. Joshua Yoder, usfreedomflyers.org, usfreedomflyers.org. This group needs to be funded because this group is the one that's actually taking the helm, if you will. They're at the controls and they're taking it to these people. You're at Fort Rucker. You're all over the place. You're advocating for pilots. And you don't need to be a pilot, by the way, to join US Freedom Flyers at usfreedomflyers.org. You're a member of the flying public. This should be of tremendous concern for everybody, and it's a priority for us here at the Stu Peters Show. I don't know why the rest of the media is not reporting on any of this. This is probably the single-handed most dangerous issue facing America right now, and I'm the only one willing to talk about it. Shame on the rest of these people at Fox News and at Newsmax and all these other people who claim to be conservative news outlets. We already know what to expect from the demonic left media, but shame on the rest of you. Josh Yoder, sorry about that. I didn't mean to go off, but I appreciate you being here and thank you so much for your time. God bless you and thank you for your fight. We appreciate that too.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate it.
The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but also millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all your support. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products now, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We are offering the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regularly $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive offers. Thank you and God bless.
Well, Karen Kingston is back with more information from her deep dives into federal contracts. Now, she says that she's found contracts that indicate the Department of Defense from the beginning was in control of what data went to the FDA from vaccine trials. If that's true, then it means the DOD, not Big Pharma, was the central figure in any vaccine cover-up. And if there's a plan to intentionally inflict dangerous vaccines on the public and on the military itself, then the DOD was most responsible. Of course, Congress gave immunity to vaccine manufacturers for any harm caused by their shots. But if Karen is right, then military leaders might be exposed as well. And she has another theory that when the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine under the new name of Comirnaty, then somehow it broke their immunity shield, leaving them exposed to legal and perhaps criminal liability. Karen joins us now to explain all of this. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu. Yeah, I, as you know, going through the government databases, I started looking at the contracts, and I wanted to share with your viewers the three major contracts for Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer, because it indicates that either with the Moderna contract, for example, HHS had authority to manipulate the data that was submitted to the FDA. And with the Pfizer contract with the U.S. Army, it appears that it was delegated to Pfizer to have the ability to manipulate the data that was submitted to the FDA. So I just want to dive in and show them some of these contracts. So the Moderna contract, which was entered into in 2020, is for about $500 million. Keep in mind, the NIH had subsidized a lot of that contract. It was to produce 100 million mRNA vaccines. What's interesting is if you take a look at page 22 of that contract, it clearly says FDA submission. The contractor is Moderna. They have to submit to BARDA, which is a department under Health and Human Services, draft FDA submissions 15 days prior to submission in electronic format. It goes on to explain how then BARDA, part of HHS, can then provide edits to that data, and then that must be submitted to the FDA. So this has never been seen before in any FDA trials. The head of Health and Human Services does not have the authority to rewrite data for safety and efficacy. And this explains why the FDA data that was shared with the world and the American people was so phenomenal, 95% effective, 100% effective in children, no serious adverse events. It is so far from real world evidence, what we call reality or RWE in the industry. How did that happen? It's because there were orders to cover up the truth. And that's what Lee Dundas said yesterday or the day before at Senator Johnson's testimony, where she said, look, we found over 1,000 cases of myocarditis in August of 2020. We went back in January 2021, and now it's down to 300.
That's right. Yeah.
The other thing is a lot of these contracts are redacted. If you go through the Moderna contract, they said, here's key personnel that work with BARDA, and they're part of this whole safety and efficacy of developing these vaccines. All the names are redacted. The Janssen contract, that's for another $1 billion. That's based on a contract that was originally signed to make an mRNA vaccine in 2016. And I got to tell you, about 60 pages of that 90-page contract are redacted. This all needs to be released to the American people. We deserve the truth. Now, I want to get to the real elephant in the room, which is Pfizer, right? Pfizer entered into a contract with our U.S. Army for nearly $2 billion to make these vaccines. But what's alarming isn't the dollar amount. It's the fact that people are now saying, we don't know what this BioNTech company is that the FDA approved the vaccine for. Well, it clearly states in the contract that this contract with the Army is based on Pfizer and BioNTech's agreement to manufacture and commercialize an mRNA vaccine. And then they redact that agreement in this contract. Well, I have a copy of that agreement from the SEC website, and it was entered into in July of 2018.
So wait a minute. So just for clarification, people who are saying that they don't know who this BioNTech company is, specifically those who are out here in the public purview speaking about this on large platforms, would they not really know, or are they lying about not knowing who this is?
They have to be lying. I don't think world-renowned leaders in science and medicine are stupid. So if you look at the FDA filings, it clearly says, has BioNTech's name on it as the developer, right, on behalf of Pfizer. The contracts with our U.S. Army are with Pfizer on behalf of BioNTech. So there's this word game to somehow cover up and protect Pfizer. But I do have a copy of that 2018 agreement. This is what should make everyone's hair stand up on the back of their necks. They go through the milestone payments to produce and commercialize a vaccine, an mRNA vaccine. Well, step six is enrollment into phase three trials. And then step seven is commercialization in the United States. Here's the thing, Stu, you don't go to commercialization without a PDUFA date, a Pharma Drug User Fee Act date, which is when you get FDA approval. If you don't get FDA approval, there's no commercialization in the United States. There's no deal. There's no agreement for commercialization of a pharmaceutical product that doesn't include an FDA approval date. So this was based on, in 2018, knowing that there was going to be a bioweapon unleashed on the American people so that we would panic and then need an emergency use authorized vaccine, which is the bioweapon, to then inject into American people. So this is just showing that this was pre-planned out. And also, in the Army agreement with Pfizer, they clearly state you're going to file phase 1, 2, 3 all at the same time. They clearly state that you are going to file a BLA, but it doesn't matter if you get it or not. Like these are the statements. And they also clearly state, don't worry, you're going to have complete immunity under the PREP Act. But here's the thing, Stu, they got approval on August 23rd. I've shown the viewers the letter, right? And it says, you know, it's to Pfizer, and they're getting authorization to BioNTech to manufacture and distribute the vaccine in the United States. BioNTech is the manufacturing partner. And Pfizer is saying to the American people, we're the manufacturer, we're the marketer. And you go back to the agreements and you can see that they interchange them to create confusion. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with Pfizer. And when they sent that letter out to the healthcare providers saying, we got FDA approval for Comirnaty, and they put their little logo on it, I got the lot numbers from your show. I looked them up in VAERS. There's 51 deaths so far. There's 94 disabilities and over 400 hospitalizations from Comirnaty, from those six lots that Pfizer sent a letter out saying, we got FDA approval. These are the lots that are biological license application compliant with the approved Comirnaty. They broke the law, and so did the FDA. The FDA is in a lot of trouble because they approved something that they called a vaccine, which by the FDA's own definition is a viral gene-based therapy, which causes the immune system to attack self and to produce disease-causing viral strands that can infect other people. The gavel needs to come down now, and these experts need to start advising our senators and our lawyers the truth. The documents mean what they say. The FDA approved Comirnaty, and Pfizer said they weren't going to manufacture it, but they broke their shield when they sent a letter out with the logo on it saying these six lots, which is probably about 12 million doses, are compliant with Comirnaty. Anyone that's been injured from a Comirnaty lot as of August 23rd and thereafter, or took any shots, has a huge lawsuit against Pfizer and the FDA. They conspired to murder the American people, and it's irrefutable.
And that's why people keep on broadcasting this nonsense about this blanket immunity that Congress gave to Big Pharma, is because they want everybody to be intimidated into not seeking legal action. But the FDA screwed all that up. They screwed it all up for Pfizer.
Yeah, the FDA screwed it up where they gave them approval. And they gave them approval because on August 8th, Tony Fauci did a press release saying, well, if we get approval, then the mandates are sure to come.
Good. Sue the ever-loving hell out of these people. They're taking your lives away from you. They're taking your livelihoods away from you. They're killing your friends, your family. They're killing your loved ones. They're coming after your kids with this. They're depleting our military. Sue the ever-loving hell out of them, and then indict them, try them, and fry them. Period. Indict, try, fry. That's what everybody needs to be screaming right now. Karen Kingston, I'm out of time. Thank you so much for being here. Huge bombshell. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jab that becomes self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
I was incapacitated. I was literally laying down the entire day with a terrible migraine. I actually passed clots, which obviously is insanely alarming.
Clots.
Yes.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Got about a half a dozen emails from people who attended Carlos Cortez's class last night at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. I'll never steer you wrong, I promise. And I'm telling you right now, book your appointment with this guy. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. If you missed it, don't worry about it. CortezWM.com. Book an appointment with Carlos Cortez. Please do not waste your entire financial future. Put it in the hands of Carlos Cortez. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Man, am I out of time. I'm going to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radar.